At this first part here, hold on one second, sorry. The first top here is the dates of those rentals.
But it doesn't relate to this particular case. It just relates into overall general...
But transient behavior is what makes a concern.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, the top part relates to when she's saying somebody came, she noticed somebody coming in and coming out.
Right. It's related to the transient behavior that's
Correct.
Occurring. Thank
Correct.
You.
Yeah, so I'm saying that I get that. I see the first part of this document, this affidavit, referring to this particular case, but the second part is really just a short-term
yes.
concern.
Yes, I'm sorry, I misunderstood you. Yes.
Okay, I just wanted to have some clarity on
yes.
that.
Yes, yes. And then, in reference, that's it. If Ms. France would like to speak on her behalf...
Wow, you're going to need as much time as that? That was like an hour. Thank you for coming in person.
A lot of stuff has to be, too. So thank you for having me. I appreciate everything put up like that. I had reached out to kind of ask what all the violations were, because I didn't want to be surprised here, because like I said, I do have my assistant handle all of that. I have other jobs, and I have been an owner here for almost 15 years. So. I've had her handle all of that. So I thought we were in compliance by doing the long-term lease with her, with the blue toucan, handling all of that, I's dotted, T's crossed. Thought we had that. And then so I immediately responded to him, what's the complaint? Because I want to have all of my information. I don't want to be surprised to hear that dates don't add up because I do have explanations for most of these. But I was never provided that previous, so I could have followed up to see, like, hey, are you doing it from different rental stuff? Because I just told her to run with it. Please make sure you stay in compliance and let me know when my friends and family and her to book it. She uses a lot too. The Ohio plates are probably hers. She's from Ohio. We have lots of family from Ohio. So I'm kind of just going to go down the list here, but I thought I was in compliance by sending the Airbnb because that's what I was sent.
If I can interrupt you, I'm sorry. If there's anything that you want me to go back.
Oh,
I can do that too.
I think we've seen the Airbnb. I appreciate the highlighted stuff, but if you want to put that back on the board, just the highlighted dates. I did not know that having my friends and family pay for the cleaning fee was a profit. So if I'm guilty of that, I'm completely guilty. I had no idea because I don't charge anything. I don't make a profit. They literally just pay the cleaning lady because I'm like, you're going to use it. I don't want to have to pay to have it cleaned, So I did not know that. So having all those short ones highlighted, those are my friends and family, and I brought the ones that use it mostly. My dad's over there a lot, so a lot of them are him, using it. Now, you did bring to my attention there's some dates that overlap. Well, so my condo, I've had her 15 years. Stuff's fallen apart, and I've actually had guests leave because the air conditioning's not cold. So I've just let my friends and family stay there. I didn't even put on Airbnb. I just, hey, you guys can go stay there. So if there's guests that set the dinette up, I just had them, like, you can go use it. There's no one there. So, and that actually happened frequently this last year to the point where I've had to get a new air conditioner. So, and also the washer and dryer. We had guests leave because the washer and dryer wasn't working and was not happy for their stay. So we ended up getting a new washer dryer, and we got a new air conditioner unit. So, but people did leave because of that. So I did have to refund money for that, and they didn't stay the whole time. But I didn't think that I wasn't then allowed to use it personally or have friends and family during that time. So any overlapping dates typically was that. Like I said, I thought we were just using it explicitly on Airbnb. And to avoid all this again, like I don't want to be in trouble. I don't want to be out of compliance. I'm done with having anybody else manage it but myself. So moving forward, I did I'm making a new vacation rental by owner. Managed by myself, and I did manage to secure a long-term renter, and I wanted to meet with you guys too as well and see if is there any templates or anything for these rental contracts, because you can't reach out an Airbnb or vacation rental by owner and ask for license plate numbers or even phone numbers. It blocks it out. It does XX. It won't let you. You can type it, but then in the message chat, it blocks it out. So I did want to bring to the attention, is there any templates that we use or what are other renters using for
we
these
can we go money. To the case first before
yeah.
we go to the post.
Absolutely.
I have a few questions.
Please do.
I'm just going to recap what I think I heard you were addressing your family staying there and somebody else managing it for you, and some people leaving, and so you gave some more rooms. Could you speak about the three that we had from out of state? Are those people that came in for 5 days, 3 days, and 4 days? Well, those three people we had on that county, could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, they're not on here, so I'll have to check with my assistant on that. That's why I wanted to come more prepared, but I didn't even know about that.
So your assistant, well, I'm assuming, is booking for short-term rentals.
I'm going to follow up with her. I'm honestly not sure. I can't give you an answer for that because I was not known about those dates. So they could be friends and family for all I know. I need to follow up with her. So I can't give an answer for those specific dates.
So if they were friends and family, wouldn't you know who they were?
Sir, I have four kids. I have stepsons. You know, I let people in my family, friends and family use my condo. So that's the one thing I can offer people is in my groups of circles. So
you didn't know who the people were from Ohio and Tennessee?
It's probably her. She came down here for a dance competition. It's probably her. So I'm not sure if she stayed there or at my property near Disney.
Who's her? Or your assistant?
My assistant. So
you received notice of this violation. What was the first date you received? I see here May, sometime
the day,
in May?
The right after I emailed him, the day I
what date was that?
What day was that, Dave, the first notice?
The day I emailed Travis for the very first, hey, I found this on my door, because I was actually at the condo. I've been using it a couple days, so I've been out there.
Sorry.
You don't have, I'm pretty sure it was May.
I did immediately try to contact and see.
Yeah, your communication has been very, very thorough, and we appreciate that. And you coming here, we appreciate that. That's how we can usually get through these things quickly.
Okay, that's my point. That's exact.
So on the family with paying the fee, I can, you know, that's understandable. I probably would do the same thing, not knowing that would be there. So if my father stayed there and he wanted to pay the cleaning lady, that's understandable. If we consider that a service and a fee, then so be it. But I have a concern about these license plates that are changing over every few days. And you're saying you don't know who they are. It might be or could be your family. It might be your assistant. I have a concern with that. That's the only questions that I had.
Yeah, I don't want to give an incorrect answer under oath, so I'm telling you, I'm just not sure. I need to follow up. I'm happy to follow up and provide further answers after I'm able to do that.
I have a couple of questions.
Yeah.
I do.
She finished this.
Are you finished?
Yeah.
No, we got some more questions.
No, I'm asking Ms. Francis.
Yeah.
She's finished.
I'm ready for the next.
Okay.
So, Elena, you have some questions.
I do. The assistant, you have received the notice of violation. The first notice here that was put on the door was June, and we are now we're at the end of July. Mm-hmm. Since that time, you've had quite a bit of correspondence back and forth between yourself and the city. During that time, you didn't have an opportunity to check with your assistant to find out who these people were that were listed on the on the Airbnb or the VRBO out listing that you gave to the city?
It looked okay when I looked at it. I didn't see any issue with it.
You didn't talk with your assistant at all?
I just said make sure the listings are showing 28 days, because I did tell Travis I did like to have my family book through Airbnb. And another thing I like to comment is the reviews. Those are my friends and family. So they book it so they can review it. And if you're super host, I get a discount on stuff that I want to rent. So
your family put a review in there?
My friends and family, I asked them if they're going to stay to please put a review. So that helps bump up our super host status.
The review you had up there said it was smelly and this didn't
not
work.
All. I mean, like, that, I'm not sure about that one.
I wouldn't think my family would have put that on.
Well, I'm not sure about that one, but the other ones for sure. Okay. I do kindly ask them to please put reviews. I do that for a lot of my other one I have. Just to help bump up the stars and keep super host at it, because you get a discount.
Did you have more questions?
So a couple of factual questions. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm looking at Biz Profile online. Mm-hmm. It says Blue Toucan was formed in March of 2023, mm-hmm. as an LLC. What is the business service that Blue Can offers?
It was going to be home management.
You set it up as property management, mm-hmm. not for your friends and family, or not for the employees of Blue Toucan, because somewhere in there it referred to the employees in the lease of that? Because the employees, from what I'm going back around, you're the authorized manager. You are the listed on the site as the guiding force behind Blue Toucan. And it just exists to property manage to rent, if I understand that correctly.
Yeah, the goal was to be honest, I would love to have corporate rentals. That was what the goal was, but I don't really know how to get all that. So that's what the original formation was, to, you know, work with corporate rentals. Okay. And I'm a real estate agent as well, so I thought I could eventually build something with that. That's what the goal was in 2023. Okay. So it's kind of morphed a little bit. So and I certainly don't want to be in violation, so I want to make sure.
How many employees do we have with the?
It's a sole LLC, but it's managed by my assistant. So.
So you don't have any employees?
No.
No.
But the lease, if I remember, the lease said it was for employees.
It's for corporate. It was, my goal was to have corporate
for people. For corporate employees.
Yes. You know what I'm talking about, when corporate can use have a place? That's what I was thinking, because I wanted to have high clientele people there. So that was the goal, but I honestly don't really know how to achieve that yet, and I'm still, you know, I just don't know how to achieve that. So that's what the original goal was in the formation.
So you've been at it for over a year, and right now the primary use is family and friends.
And honestly, I don't want to be in front of the here again, so I might just, you know, stick with friends and family, to be honest.
But you had a long-term renter.
I was able to secure a long-term renter. I'm proud of myself about it, but it's on vacation rental by owner, on a new one I've formed, and it's 28 days. And I don't see it, but I have it on my computer. I can pull it up right now, but it is for 28 days. Oh my gosh. Sorry, I printed all this stuff out before I left. I do have my computer. Am I allowed to pull it up on my computer or not?
Well, we don't need to have that data. I mean, if you have a long-term rental, you have a long-term rental.
Yes, because...
But you haven't secured it yet because it's still in queue, right?
I have it secured. I just don't have the license plates and other thing required, because I can't pull that from vacation.
Let's continue with what we have. You had some more questions, right?
No, he asked the question I had. Thank you.
Oh, okay.
He was thinking what you were thinking.
He was thinking what I was thinking.
Sorry about that. Didn't mean to bring it to you.
That's okay.
All right, so...
I have a question.
Sorry.
You said you got a new air conditioning unit?
Yes.
When did you get that?
Recently. I just dropped $4,000 on it recently, so a couple weeks ago.
Was it permitted?
Permanent?
Permitted. Did you get a permit for
Yes,
that?
All of that's yes. Yeah, it was for the outside unit, yeah. Okay. So, and I can tell you the whole nightmare story, the home warranty not covering it. So, yes, it's been a deal with that, yes.
Thank you.
Yes, by a licensed professional as well.
Are there any other questions? What is the town looking for?
Order of non-compliance, imposition of administrative costs. If she's in compliance now, then there is no need for a cure, but there would be a repeat violation. It would be prosecuted as a repeat violation if there would be evidence of future short-term rentals.
Okay. Is the property currently being rented on VRBO or Airbnb? Is it advertised?
I think she just testified that it's advertised on VRBO for 28 days. Mm-hmm. That's what she just
and
testified.
Did you bring evidence of that with you today, or did you just, is this?
I think if you try to book it, it doesn't let you book it unless it's 28 days.
On VRBO?
On both of them now. Both of them.
Any complaints now?
Again, she just testified that she has an advertisement on VRBO for 28 days.
Okay. So we have no proof that she's not in compliance. Okay.
Going forward.
I'm sorry?
Going forward.
Correct.
We are looking for a finding of the violations that happened.
We're in non-compliance and administrative.
So it seems to me that based on Mr. Mincy's testimony, there are at least two that I can read here of people who were in your condo for a short term that really had no clues to who you were.
Okay.
So it seems that either your assistant or somebody rented it on a short-term basis, and you understand that that's not allowed.
Absolutely.
I think we can move past what's happened in the past, and probably just need a motion stating that.
I just have a quick question. Is this irreparable and irreversible? I mean, I don't know if we can bring it to that level.
No.
No.
How do we get her in? How do we know whether or not
irreparable
she's in
means you cannot fix it?
Correct.
And if it's already been cured, it is already
cured. How can we? Do we know if it's cured? That's my concern.
But if we find further evidence that it's rented on a short-term basis, it will be thought of as a repeat violation, which in that case, the owner could be fined up to $500 a day.
Right.
So we don't want to sit here and fine you. So, and I don't know, I know that you don't want to have a repeat violation. So I think moving forward, I will make a motion then to find the property was in noncompliance, is now in compliance, to assess the $250 administrative fee, and to dismiss the case.
I'll second.
We have a motion and a second. Roll call, please.
Mr. Finch?
Yes.
Mr. Michael?
Yes.
Do I have to?
Well, whatever you want.
I don't agree with the motion.
No,
as
no.
Written, no.
That's a no.
You're allowed.
Yeah, that's fine.
Mr. Van Valkenburg?
No.
And Ms. Cannon?
Yes.
And the measure passes. 42.
Okay, thank you. Ms. France, just understand, if you come back before the panel, it'll be a problem.
Oh, understood. Thank you, sir.
Thank you for coming. Yeah, appreciate
thank
it.
You.
Okay.
Can we take a break?
What's done?
2 minutes.
Sure. We're going to take a break.
We only got attorney discussion and...
No attorney discussion.
That's it.
There's no attorney discussion, no board staff discussion, adjournment, next meeting.
No, she wants to say something.
I just wanted to say something before he goes on. Just that SB 280 was vetoed. That's the vacation rental. We've had many discussions about the SB 280 was vetoed by Governor DeSantis. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we're back to the drawing board. Okay.
Okay, then the next meeting is August 26th. Meeting adjourned. Thank you all for coming.